Good day, greetings, hello. It's Art at the End of the World, the podcast that features artists, entertainers, and cultural leaders speaking on what it is to make art here at the end. And my name is Mark Wigmore. This is my podcast, and welcome to the Thursday edition. We call it Bonus Round, short and sweet usually, featuring a list of some kind. And I guess this officially makes 14 episodes, if we're being technical about it all, which seems like a lot at this point. Today on Bonus Round, drag anthems and the artists who are creating them. Drag queen anthems, classic and contemporary, as chosen by Toronto drag queen. And this week's guest, Heroin, my old friend Matt Cassano, known to some as Heroin Marks back in the early days of this persona, of this character, of this version of Matt. So this is going to be a music-based bonus round, and I was inspired to speak with Heroin about this because I can remember going to see Drag Idol, which was this big drag competition at a really famous venue that used to be at church in Wellesley called Zelda's. It was famous as much for the building as it was and its location as it was for its name and whoever owned the business. But it was a real hub within the community, within downtown Toronto's LGBT neighborhood. And to just give that some context, this was during my time at a radio station called 103.9 Proud FM, which was the first commercial LGBT-focused radio station in the world. So it was very much my privilege to be witness to Drag Idol in Toronto back in those early days, and also a ton of fun. It was just really, they were great nights, like a real party. And I can remember all these incredible drag performers just giving 1,000%, delivering renditions of these anthems. And at the time, it might have been anything from Lady Gaga to Liza Minnelli. Strong, powerful, or even vulnerable, or sometimes tragic women, usually famous, being memorialized, being paid tribute to by these performers. And the heart and the humor that was put into it, it really stuck with me. The commitment, the creativity in which these songs were performed. And that usually meant elaborate routines, costumes that had been worked on for weeks, if not months, perfect lip syncing, obviously a lot of practice going in there. So I was curious for today's bonus round, what's hot now on the drag stages and what remains from the old days? And Heroin's going to get to that list in just a moment. A reminder that Art at the End of the World is brought to you by Kerner Hall at the Royal Conservatory of Music, one of the best venues in the city, celebrating its 10th season. Salter Street Brewery, one of the best brews you can get out of Toronto's East End, just off of Queen Street. Superframe Framing Services, doing amazing work in downtown Toronto. And Red Eye Media, if you happen to run an arts organization, or you're looking to get the word out about what you do, then consider Red Eye Media. So Matt Cassano, known to his friends and fellow drag queens as Heroin, a longtime member of Toronto's drag scene, very talented, funny, inventive with her costumes, thoughtful with her routines, a favorite in this city, dare I say. And you can hear the entire conversation with Heroin at artattheendoftheworld.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and that's episode 7 from Monday. So without further delay, let's get to an overview of drag anthems in 2019 here on Art at the End of the World Bonus Round. Five music artists that are quintessential to your performance catalog and or to the drag scene in general in 2019. Five artists that you think are vital to the community that get used a lot or that are surprising the group, and you can take on this list however you want.
Top five.
Sure.
Dua Lipa.
One. Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two. Don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three. Don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules. I count them.
Tell me about Dua Lipa.
I don't know. I thought it was a brand from MAC when I first heard the name. I had no idea. I was like, oh, what MAC campaign is this? And they're like, no, it's a singer. And I was like, oh, cool.
Why? Why Dua Lipa? What is good about Dua Lipa?
I don't know.
Okay. So you're not using Dua Lipa.
I mean, I know two of her songs, but I don't do them as often because it's just, that doesn't work with my style.
Right.
Her music doesn't work with my style.
But very, very popular.
Very popular, yeah.
Okay.
I would also say a lot of the new queens and even some of the not so new queens, they do quite a bit of Fifth Harmony. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta go to work. What's that other one? Little Mix. When we're deeper in the crowd, can you feel my body now? Do you think about us? Little Mix is like a UK pop girl group. They've had a few hit songs, and drag queens in Toronto just seem to love their music.
Little Mix.
Little Mix, yeah. Okay. And then Fifth Harmony, Dua Lipa. Still in 2019, I would say. I still feel like Gaga and Whitney.
Gaga and Whitney, big.
Yeah.
Whitney still?
Yeah.
Did those two documentaries help? They kept her in the zeitgeist?
No. I just think Whitney, after passing, I think she'll always... Her music will always live on in drag bars.
It just
for sure
is there.
Oh yeah, like
it's part of it.
If I put in like I want to dance with somebody or how will I know and like the music starts, like the audience right away, wah, and it's like, oh, okay, into this. You do It's Not Right, But It's Okay on a Friday night, and the dun 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 starts and they're just like, whoa.
Here we go.
And I'm like, here we go, gonna get a little napkin going, pretend I'm sweating a lot, which I usually am anyway, so it works. It turns out you were making a fool of me. Oh. Sure, I'm okay. Make it anyway. Your bag. Get out and leave. Don't you dare. That's with me, boy. It's not right.
She's interesting in the fact that they've dragged out pretty much all her dirty laundry at this point. She has no choice in the matter.
No.
And she seems to be surviving it, you know, on the bedrock of her talent.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas it seems like after 2019's over, I'm not sure we're going to be talking about Michael Jackson in the same way.
No. No.
Could be over for MJ. Could be coming to a close.
I mean, I personally think it was over long ago.
Right. That could be true. That could be true.
I mean, his death, yeah, all of a sudden, like, people were like, oh, he's got a pass on things. And it's like, no, I don't know about... I don't think he should have a pass. I think there are things that he did in his life that should be talked about.
Wow.
Yeah.
These big documentaries that are coming out this year are going to... surely shut some doors.
Oh yeah,
I would imagine. All right, so Whitney and Gaga.
Yeah,
and big.
Yeah,
and okay, last one.
Oh, that was five, wasn't it? Whitney, Gaga, Little Mix, Dua Lipa, Fifth Harmony. Oh, Ariana Grande. I can't believe I forgot Ariana Grande.
Who can forget Ariana?
See, I don't Those care boots? For her.
No, it's not really my jam either. But
like, if the fact that like.
Her image is that
she
of
her this. Fan base is the 12-year-olds on Twitter, like right. That's and the little gay boys, like that's her fan base.
Yeah. Look what you taught me, and for that I say thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you. Next, I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you. Next, I'm so fucking spend more time with my friends.
With the fact that I heard a young gay one day say, Seven Rings is such a good song. It like is so original and all these things. And I was like, she literally rips the Sound of Music. Like, right. That's where
the melody and the beat comes from? Like, what do you do your history homework?
Right.
But he's like, I'm 12.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, they were 21. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm 21. I don't know.
It's like just kind of crazy. But yeah, definitely Ariana Grande. She just dominates gaze as well.
Well, this has been a treat, and it has been so exciting for me to watch your career really happen over the last 10 years, and I love your commitment to
performance. I'm glad, because I've forgotten most of it.
I love your commitment to performance, and I love everything you've done, and I love that you've shared online some of the trials and tribulations you've gone through. It gives me certainly a new respect for what it is you do and putting yourself out there like that. So,
thank
Matt,
you.
Thank you. Thank
no
you for
problem.
Being here
thank
today.
You for sitting down with me and chatting.
So there it is. It's a quick list. Heroin is at Woody's on Church Street every Sunday at 9 p.m. and on various other days throughout the month. And she'll be making her debut at Comedy Bar on April 9th during Story with Chong is the name of the evening. Don't miss it. If you have a chance to be there at Comedy Bar, the great venue on April 9th, why wouldn't you go see Heroin? She's on Instagram at HeroinTheDQ, Twitter at HeroinTheDQ, both the same handle there. Thank you. Thank you to Heroin for being a part of this great week of episodes. We're back on Monday with episode 8. Legendary broadcaster, old friend of mine, John Donaby, will be my guest. We'll speak to you then and for as long as we can. My name's Mark Wigmore. Thanks for listening.